Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Yoma. Mishnah Hey continues with differences between the avoda in the Yom in the Beis Hamikdash on a regular day and the avoda on Yom HaKippurim. Bechol Yom, every day, that is to say, normally, Kohanim Olim b'Mizracho Shel Kevesh v'Yoredim b'Ma'arovo. Everybody goes up the eastern side of the ramp and comes down the western side of the ramp. The way that that works is that as you approach the ramp, the right to your right is the eastern side of the Beis HaMikdash and the ramp, and to your left is the western side. And so you're going up on the right edge of the ramp. And then when you get to the top of the Mizbeach, you kind of walk around the outer edge, do whatever it is you need to do, and then keep going around the outer edge until you reach all the way around back to the other end of the ramp, and then you come down the western side, which is still your right, right? Because it's your right as you come down. And the reason that we do that is out of respect to Hashem. This is God's house, and the Mizbeach is God's table. In much the same way that in olden times the servants in the manor would not walk down the center of the hall and would not use the main staircase, they would stick to the edges because the middle is for the household and the servants need to stick around the edges and be unobtrusive and just do what they need to do to take care of it. But this is not your house. We just work here. And they would stick around the edges. And so too, that's how we act in the Beis HaMikdash. We don't walk up and down the middle of the ramp, and we don't go to the middle of the Mizbeach, except for those people, of course, who have to set up the fires and stuff like that, and scoop Trumas Hadesh and things like that. So we would always go on the sides of the ramp. V'hayom, on Yom HaKippurim, however, Kohen Gadol Ole Be'emtza V'Yorid Be'emtza. He goes right up the center, and he comes back down the center. And the reason for that is the Kohen Gadol Yom HaKippurim is truly the representative of Klal Yisrael. And therefore, as the representative of Bnei Yisrael before God, he is supposed to act like a member of the household of God's, because God wants him to act that way. God said, today you're coming into my home, right? He's letting him into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And so this is a member of the household. And as the representative of Klal Yisrael, Hashem welcomes him into the home as a guest, as a member of the family. And therefore, to show that, the Kohen Gadol walks straight up the middle. And he does what he has to do, and he comes straight back down the middle. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, La'olam Kohen Gadol Ole Be'emtza V'Yorid Be'emtza. Rabbi Yehuda says, this is actually not unique to Yom Kippur, it's unique to the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol is always the representative of Klal Yisrael, and therefore the Kohen Gadol is always considered a member of God's house. And the Kohen Gadol always uses the middle, even when it's not Yom HaKippurim. The second difference in the Mishnah is B'chol Yom Kohen Gadol Mekadesh Yadav Raglav Min HaKiyor. Normally, the Kohen Gadol washes his hands and his feet from the Kior, that's located in the Kodesh, in the Azara, like everyone else. He goes and he washes his hands and feet before he does the Avoda. However, V'hayom an Yom HaKippurim min hakiton shel zahav. He is washing his hands and feet from a golden jug that is brought to him. The water is brought to him in a golden jug, and he washes his hands and feet wherever he is. We know that the Kohen Gadol washes his hands and feet 10 times over the course of Yom Kippur, every time he changes clothes, either on or off. And this water, he doesn't go to the Kior. The water is brought to him in a golden jug. And of course, that is to show him kavod as the Kohen Gadol. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, La'olam Kohen Gadol Mekadesh Yadav Raglav Min HaKiton Shel Zahav. As with the previous thing, Rabbi Yehuda says, This is not a factor of Yom HaKippurim, it's a factor of the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol always is getting that kavod and respect of washing from the golden jug and not from the Kior like everybody else.